Chip Toolkit, Exoblocks, and the Next Sale app. Let's brew!
That's a great quote by, I think, Tony Robbins. He said, you know, if you want to, you know, be successful at something, just, you know, find someone, copy what they do, and you'll have the same outcome. And sure enough, it's really, I mean, it's just that simple. You know,
that's so funny.
Story, copy and model that model, and you can achieve the same results.
It's amazing. I love Tony Robbins for one. Tony Robbins is a master of the mind. He totally understands psychology, how to get you motivated, how to get to the next level, and how to stay balanced in life, and why it's important. Not to mention, the dude's a huge guy. He's got a big old head, and you got to listen to him, right? You know, I got a great – my first mentor ever, Matt Damos, if you've ever watched any of my show, I talk about him a lot. He's a huge Tony Robbins fan. I mean, he goes to all those IPWs and all that type of stuff. He absolutely gets just empowered by those – meetings and just comes back so like with so many million ideas, right? And these things that Tony is talking about, these things have been around forever. People have used this, but he's been able to put it into logic, like you said, write it into a book and then share that with people, right? You know, and people like Grant Cardone, absolutely love Grant. You know, I've been following Grant since he was putting out the VHS videos, right? So amazing closer. He had the grace, you know, we all had the
cassettes.
I'm not gonna lie, I even have his app on my phone for the, yep, like there's closings and all that stuff. I've had it on my phone since the app came out. I just keep it on there because I think it's great information. It's always a good refresh to go back and read because he has some really cool psychology behind that. You know, you, sir, you're doing the dang thing like that, man. And I absolutely love what you're doing. The books that you're writing and what they're about, that's what people need to hear, and that's what you need to see. People don't believe that, oh, a store that does 150 could do over 1,000. Well, you proved it, right? People don't think that salesmen can consistently sell over 30 cars a month. Well, you're proving that, you know, and there's other people out there proving that. You know, you got the Frank Crinitis out there doing 100, you know, you got the Al Sheedy, you know, all of them, they're killing it, doing some amazing stuff. But yet you're showing people at management level how to do it. And I love that, right? So, and that's what's really neat because that's where I'm at. You know, I don't need to learn how to sell 100 cars or 30 cars. I need to learn how to put out 1,000 cars a month at my dealership. Right. And you put out a blueprint for people. So thank you for that. And I love that you talked about having a multitude of mentorships. Reading books can mentor you. I mean, I love it. I agree with that 100%. Last night, and this is a little off subject, but last night I was the very last deal of the day. I had this young guy born in 2001. I get him approved on a car. This kid's pumped up. He's an assistant manager at Walmart. He ain't doing great, but he's doing good. And he's making like $3,900 a month. I was like, okay. And that's here in Radcliffe, Kentucky. That's pretty good money. And he's a young guy, comes in. He's like, I didn't know if I was going to get him approved, but I always submit and I check and I call and I get favors done. I get him approved. Well, I'm sitting there and he starts.
Good deal, right?
Well, as I'm sitting there, I'm talking to him, getting ready to, you know, we're getting ready to shut the guy, and I'm like all excited, you know, and it wasn't like it was going to be a tough shut. He was excited to buy a car, and I was selling him something for like $200 a month. So he was really excited because he was about budget. I was really shocked that a young man like that was like, I need to be in a budget. I want to be this way. So as I sit down, I interview him a little bit deeper. He's like, yeah, you know, he goes, I'm not about that. I'm more about, I don't care about saving money. I'm about investing my money. I was like, what? You're born in 2001 talking about investing money. What do you mean by that? Explain, sir. And he goes into how he's getting into investing in stocks and all this stuff. And I'm like, man, that's impressive for a young man like you. You know, I'm that's interesting. And, you know, and then we start talking about books. And he says, hey, could you give me a tip on a book that somebody my age should read? I said, well, the first thing I said was Rich Dad Poor Dad. And he was like, I'm actually reading that right now. And my mind went, this kid is amazing. I love you. I want to mentor you the rest of your life. I want to help you mold you into the man you should be. Because somebody born in 2001, it's very few in between that you run into that are interested in those types of things. You know, I know I've been cultivating my son into being that type of person. You know, I've had him investing money. He's been getting into a little bit of crypto now. And he's getting into all this different broadening his investments at 17 years old. I'm very impressed by him, and I let him pick them. I'm like, you pick, invest. I want you to research, but do that and then come back. You know, so to have inspiration like that and to be able to inspire people, you know, in books and meetings, you know, people like we had El Patron on here a moment ago. I don't know if he's still on, but El Patron, before I met him, I read his book. I read his life story, The Game Changer, you know, and I thought that was really cool to hear where he came from, you know, and then to come up, not being able to speak English, come to the United States, and then become the guy he's become and still growing into, right? And it's all because he just puts the work in. in that book, it was really interesting to read before I interviewed him, you know. So it's inspiring. Now, your books, I want to own all three of your books.
We need them all right here.
But I'm going to send them all to you, Chris, at your employment. I want them signed. And then I want them brought here. And then we're going to do a follow-up interview with you, and we're going to go through all that stuff. But yeah, it's an amazing thing to get inspired by people, by books, by everything. You could be inspired by a video that somebody puts out. You could be inspired by a movie that you watched. It's just finding inspiration and growing is a big deal. And I think Chris put that really well. And that's why I keep talking about that, is that Chris says that it's not just one person. It's a cultivation of everybody that's been around him. He's used a little bit of this, a little bit of that, mixed with this and a little bit of this. And then look what he has. He has his Chris Martinez blend, right? His brew of coffee is amazing, and it tastes really good. It's going to help you sell 1,000 cars. That's how good his coffee is.
I mean,
folks,
that's what it
you'll
is.
Be like, 1,000 cars. Right. Take it.
You know, what's funny is that I had when I first got to the group that I'm at right now, I had one of the managers say, well, you know, you did it over there. You know, are you going to be able to do it? I mean, what makes you think you're going to do it here? And, you know, everybody tries to size you up, right? And I said, look, man, it's not like that was the only successful dealership I was ever at. You know, prior to that, I was at a dealership that we were selling 600 cars a month at another Toyota store. At CarMax, we were selling 700 used cars a month at the store I was at. The other store before that, we were selling 500 used cars a month. So it's not that, you know, that I haven't done it more than once, and I'm going to continue to keep doing it. I think that no matter where you're at, and it's just the basic principles, just blocking and tackling. If you're doing these certain things, you can achieve bigger outcomes. And so far at this group, you know, when I got here, they were averaging about 400 used cars a month, and we're doing about 550 cars a month now. And we're going to continue to keep growing. So it's a lot of fun.
I love it. And the whole time you're talking about, man, this store doing this, you know, all I'm thinking in my head is all I do is win, no matter what. So I love it because it's true. You know, that's the power. You know, I found that out about us, Lou and I. You know, when we traveled and did these staffed events, everywhere we walked, these stores would be sad, gloomy. We'd walk in, all of a sudden the store would be bright. You know, everybody's selling cars. All of a sudden we like triple their numbers in 1 week, right? And it wasn't that – it wasn't just the advertising. It was the attitude, you know, and attitude is huge. And I know you can attest to that, Chris. When you walk in a store, you can increase the bottom line 10 to 20% just by having a better attitude. You know, the processes are great, and you putting in a good process will do the same. But when you come in and you just bring energy into a showroom and you just put sparks in people's eyes and they all feel like every deal that they bring to the table is going to have an opportunity for success, whether they could sell the car or not, they're going to have an opportunity. Well, in other places and other times, before Chris Martinez or whoever showed up at this store that brought this energy, they weren't working our deals. Or at least they didn't feel like they were, right? They were feeling under like you don't believe in my deals. You don't believe in this. You hear it everywhere you go. My managers don't work our deals. They just kick them out. They don't care about this, and they won't take turns for me, and they won't do this. And that energy change will do everything for you. And I'm sure that is probably one of your biggest ingredients is the energy. Second ingredient, obviously, is your process, right? Process is huge. Process is big. And I think that you bring it to the table, man. That's great numbers. I mean, I'll be honest. I've never personally worked at a store that ever did 1,000 or even close to that. I mean, the most that I've ever been at a store was 350 in a month, right? Now, granted, the store only had 150 cars on the lot, and we did 350. But that's impressive. You know, you have to just – it's constant change. But at the same time, that's super impressive, and it's also been a lot of fun to be part of big groups like that and to be able to do those types of numbers. And like you said, and doing over and over again and to increase numbers. You're at the store you're at now. You're increasing their numbers. That is not easy to do, folks. When you're already a store that does well, to increase that line and make it even better, that's a tough gig to do, and he's doing it. And he said, what I love is that he's going to keep growing and keep going. He ain't going to stop, won't stop, can't stop. You know what I mean?
And it's a consistent thing.
Yes.
Guys, this, way to this put that word consistency in there. Is getting floated around by just about everybody that uses consistency. They only find out the effects of being consistent about your actions on the other side of it. Okay? It's on the other side of consistency that you find out what you actually learned, who it is that you learned it with, how it is that you're going to go forward and what it is that you can do better than what you are already doing to get where you are. And when you have elements like that, it can't help but spill over into writing books. It can't help but to spill over into sharing your personality and the things that you have for other people. It doesn't stop. And Chris, you did, you know, what was kind of almost predictable on it when we are rolling with people in the same frequency that kind of bob their head to the same beat. We often find out that their spouse is a incredible complimenter to who it is that they are. And the one that actually is the backbone to making sure that what comes out of you is the purest and the realest and the most genuine best version of you that there is. Just like somebody that's a real connoisseur of coffee, right? They're trying to find the very best beans, the very, very best they can get. And your wife does that, and they're great complimenters. In that, again, that's the other side of the coin that we often can't express. I love speaking, and when I do, as our family, I do speak for my wife, but my wife can speak for herself. And I love that this industry is shifting to where the voices are coming to everybody. My brother of brown skin, you're in here with us. We're, you know, we got a set of minorities over here doing big things inside of this business. And that's a testament to the growth that's happening all over the place, right?
Dang,
we're,
right.
I know I'm undereducated, right? You're educating people. You get, you know, you, there's, but we all mix together. We all make a different quality of life as we come together. And a big piece of that is the ladies that are getting the chance to get their voice. And I do want to shout that out because incredible wives do some incredible things in this business. And Car Gal Coffee is on its way. But Car Gal Coffee. I also consider the car gals being the wives. These are still the officers' wives that are helping make sure that the car business rolls out. You know what I mean? So like, how'd you guys do in gross? When you ask me questions like that, you're a car gal. You know what I'm saying? When you ask me, did I hit my goal? You're a car gal. You know what I'm saying? When that happens, it's like, okay, well, you get this and you've listened. And it's almost like, you listened to me about that? Wow. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're really with me. And that's awesome. But I do want to give a quick shout out, give this a quick break. Car gals. And car guys, flipping that around, that's hard for me.
Yeah.
But check this out. The Car Gal Coffee Podcast is coming on
2/22,
2021.
No.
Check that out.
We're so excited about that. Folks, this is going to be an amazing show. As crazy as it sounds, they're probably going to get way bigger than us, and I'm super excited. Maybe. It's okay. We'll produce it, and we'll just get the credit for the producing. So, but the ladies are amazing. For one, they have the best personality. We're excited about having them bring in all kinds of guests. It starts on the 22nd, folks, so be ready for it. Car Gal Coffee. So
get you some of that.
You know what's up. So them ladies are powerful in the business. They're also powerful everywhere. So just like you said earlier, Chris mentioned his wife being a big mentor of his too. You know, our wives definitely – my wife will tell me how to dress even sometimes. So I need her. If I did not have my wife, I wouldn't be half the man I am today. Seriously, facts. She did make a man out of me, dude. She's still trying to make a man out of me because I still am a child. But I'm very lucky.
But so flowing with that and, you know, taking all the elements. And so that's a very wordy explanation of kind of where we're feeling the industry is going and what's happening. Those that are successful are getting their inspiration. And you have great successes. And that's often what we all get to see. That's often what we all get to gleam off of. You've taken some good points from many other people, but you've also seen some people have some hard and tough lessons that you've said, I won't do that. Well, yep, we're not going to go there. You know what I mean? And that has helped you to master your ninja, you know, approach to this industry. Again, we applaud you from a distance and here in the cafe together. Cheers to you. Great job.
I'm still – I can't believe I'm sitting here talking with Chris Martinez right now. But Chris, I really can't.
What has been the hardest lesson that you've had to learn inside of this growth process that you've had?
Listen. I don't know that it's a hard lesson other than if you want to achieve that next level, you're going to have to do a lot of daily disciplines every day. And when I mean every day, I mean, there's just no days off. Like you have to take it and do these disciplines, or else, I mean, you can't have some other, you know, goals. It just depends on how big your goals are. And I've got some pretty big goals. And, you know, I like what Elon Musk says, you know, if you've got a 10-year goal, see how you can do it in a year. See what kind of action and what kind of massive action you have to do just to get there. And that, for me, I every time, it's like going to the gym. Like, you're like, man, I got to do how much sit-ups, how many push-ups. And you're just looking at it, just thinking, man, this is going to be tough. But if you want to achieve that greatness or that next level in life, you're going to have to do some hard things. So
yeah.
It's one of the things that I've had to learn and just know, like, hey, this is part of it, and I'm going to have to do the hard stuff.
You're right. Commitment, man, and you are committed. You're committed not just to the car guy lifestyle. You're committed to the growth lifestyle, you know, wherever that path goes, you know, and I think that's something that's intriguing. And I think you could also attest that with the skills that you've developed, you can really go into any business and make it very, very, very amazing thing. Like, you look at Grant Cardone, right? You talked about Grant Cardone earlier. We all seen Grant Cardone's rise to fame, right? And he's always been a great car guy in the car world. Everybody knew who Grant Cardone was. Now it's the world. The world knows who Grant Cardone is. Grant Cardone has really branched out and touched a little bit of everything. Now he's real estate, his commercial real estate, his everything that he is doing right now is exponentially growing extremely fast in a world market where the real estate market is blowing up too. So obviously it's helping him. Now he also has investors with him, and he's allowing people to come in and invest. And you could do it at small amounts, or you could do bigger amount, whatever it is, you're going to get a return and it's going to be good. At least that's what he's stating, right? And I love that. He is 10 times all day. And that 10 times lifestyle is a big deal. And when you're talking about going hard and being committed and working and grinding and doing it day in, day out, that's exactly what that 10 times is. You know, you have to be committed. You have to sometimes put your head down, put the blinders on and just go for that thing, right? And just make it happen. I love that you said that, you know, you were talking about Elon Musk, and you said, you know, he says a 10-year goal, try to do it in a year. Yeah. That's it. But that's what, look at what Elon's doing. Elon is doing that. Elon actually took something that people thought would happen in 100 years, and he's talking about, we can make that happen sooner and later, right? Let's get to Mars. Let's do this. Let's make trips to space common. Let's do an all civilian flight to space with no military, nothing. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make it to where the world can go up into space anytime they want. And if you want to go and experience what it's like to be weightless and do all that type of stuff that we all become an astronaut in a sense, he's going to make that happen for the world. And look what's happening. Look what's happening with him. Look what's happening with his Tesla stock. Look what's happening with his everything. People thought Elon Musk was crazy.
You got to be a little crazy.
You have to be.
To not be like everybody else.
I mean, somebody could easily say Chris is crazy. You could say we're crazy. But, you know, but Elon definitely, he has taken that bar of craziness and turned it into genius. And I think that's what, there's a fine line, right? There's a fine line between genius and crazy. You know, you got people like Albert Einstein, even Thomas Edison. You can keep going back into history of people that they probably thought were crazy for doing all this stuff. And look what happened. I mean, probably even Leonardo DiCaprio. I was about to say that. I didn't mean that. Leonardo da Vinci is obviously, even him, he was an inventor, and he came up with a lot of crazy stuff that even today you look back at, you're like, he actually thought of that kind of stuff way back then. And it's a beautiful thing. And that is what it takes. You have to be a little outside the box. But the biggest ingredient is you have to do the work. If you don't put in something, you're never going to get back something. It's like, you can't get $0 and expect to get a return on $0, right? You got to.
You know, I forgot who said this quote, but it said, "Being poor is hard, and then putting in the work is hard. Choose your hard."
It might have been Grant.
I mean,
that might have been Grant too.
It's so true. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the real. I mean, when you guys ask about, you know, what was one of those hard things, I was like, man, I realized it was going to be hard, but I was willing to put in the work. So.
Right. Boom. And that's facts, man. I had somebody, it's so funny because I had literally, and this is what he means by that, folks. And this is just a small example. There's no names, just client. I had a client that has Social Security income, but also had a job, I think driving trucks, making $900 a week driving trucks. It's not bad. You know, it's not too shabby. You know, local, didn't travel the country or nothing. Local driving, $900 a week. But he took 6 months off and took under, and then took another 6 months of under table pay so he can get his Social Security income of $1,600 a month. I was like, so why do you work so hard and make it so difficult for yourself to get $1,600 a month when you could make double that easily working at home? I don't get that. It's kind of like, why would you, you know, it's just as hard to sit there and try to make that money and not work and do all this, or you can go out and grind it out and make that real income, make that money that will get you further in life, you know, and have fun and be able to talk to people, communicate, live in the world instead of sitting at home and as we call, when you start to get comfortable and you're not doing anything, dying, right? I don't want to die. I want to live. I want to keep growing. If I'm not growing, I'm dying. I feel that way. And I've realized that as a young man, I look back, reflect all those times that I felt horrible in life because I was not doing anything. I was very, in a weird way, even though I felt uncomfortable, I was way comfortable. I was living a very blah life. And then once I was able to not be blah, that's when I started seeing that I was having fun. Easy. I need to grow. When I'm growing, I'm having fun. When I'm doing something, learning something, I'm having fun. I feel alive. So to be alive, you have to put that work in. It is hard work. It is hard. But folks, the results of hard work is so way outweighs the results of not doing anything. That's hard too, right? You don't get anything in return on that. The return you get for hard work is huge. So make that happen.
Understand the work that it takes to get a coffee bean to the point to where it's prepared to be ground and brewed for your cup inside of the day. You don't understand how much work it took to go from farm to mug. The work that it took to from creating a concept to making it the thing that a person trusts themselves inside of every day as they go to and from their destination. They create cars. We are on the side of creating the transaction into a smooth, calm, joyous experience. But there's so much happened before it all came together in this one moment in time for the transaction to make it shift hand. The solutionary, like Chris, like all these others that are jumping inside of the room, we see you, Sandy, we see you, Brian, we see you, Greg, Terry. You all continuously find yourself at the next side of results after applying your methods, after taking a look at your metrics, after paying attention to your numbers, and you've excelled to different levels and you have the results to show it. And that's a key piece, right? Car guys, car gals. If you're a salesperson, you want to sell 30 cars, I know a guy. That guy right there wrote the book. You see that guy right there? He wrote the book, How to Sell 30 Cars. If you've never sold any, dealers, you want true growth?
The drive to 30, folks. The drive to 30. Yeah,
you want to get there? He wrote the book, that guy.
It's a quick drive. It's simple. 1,000
car dealers out there?
Mm.
He wrote the book.
He's got the playbook for that too, man. I'm telling you.
Go check it out. It would be cool if you want to do it, find out how to do it. Exactly like he's saying, find somebody that's done what you want to do and replicate it. He has a book on it.
I mean,
we have standard operating procedures.
Right.
This is how you do this.
In the Air Force, we had technical orders, TOs, right? And we had to have those with us. They even showed us how to fold shirts. That's how deep that the orders are. Like, there's something for everything. You got to write it down. You learn it. This way, people are not confused. They know exactly the plan. Here it is. Just like when you get something that you got to buy from the store, like an IKEA product, and you got to build it. Well, it has the instructions how to build it. You need to follow those instructions. If you try not to, and we all, us men, we know, you don't follow those instructions. Sometimes you put something on backwards, the screw's not in the right place, it falls apart. You're like, what did I do?
And then life comes, are there supposed to be extras?
So, and that's what these things are for. And Chris knows what's up. It's kind of an unfair advantage with his books, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Right? But, you know, he's always trying to drive sales. I'm sorry. I know I'm corny, but it's true though. It's a lot of fun to talk about it that way. It really is. You know, Chris, we've talked about a lot of stuff today. We've talked about why, and you had multiple reasons why, and that's what's so great. You didn't just have one. You had reasons. You have so many reasons to be Chris Martinez every single day when you wake up. Best version of yourself, right? Because you want to show your family. You want to show people around you, your wife, everyone. Second thing we talked about was, I already forgot what the second question was. Hold on. Second question was, what got you in the business, right? So what got you in the business was your brother. You heard about the whole lip balm thing, right? CarMax was his first business. We saw that. We saw that he got in there and he took advantage of that. And he said, you know what? I'm going to go with it. I don't want to do construction. Who wants to get their hands dirty, right? I don't. So especially if you can make more and you can do more with so much less physical energy, more of your mind. And if you know you have the right kind of mind, the business is right for you, right? Then he was like, you know, my mentors, we talked about his mentorship. We talked about his wife. We talked about people around him, everybody, the books that he's read, the all these inspirational quotes that he has a like a freaking knowledge in his head that he uses every day to be inspired. Then we talked about his greatest like learning, his biggest lesson that he learned during his business. And he, you know, he talks about being consistent. He talks about doing the work, putting it in. So the one thing that I need to ask you at the end here is, what has been your greatest reward? Out of all the stuff that you've done, your books that you've written, your bestseller, you've got a beautiful family, you've been married, you've been successful at almost every store. Well, at every, I shouldn't say almost. You've been successful at all the stores that you've been on. But out of all that, what has been your greatest reward?
Just being that role model for my kids. Like,
oh man,
I try to do everything I can, like, just to be a good human being. But more importantly, because I want my kids to see that, just do right by others, do the right things, and you can make it pretty far. And when I look at that, it's just, you know, my kids are the big my biggest reward. And when I get home and see them and just know that they don't have to worry about anything ever, you know.
Mm-hmm. That is such an awesome feeling. You know, it's like to be able to give your children the life that you always wish you had, right? You know, it's like, if not, and more. And it's like bigger life than you could ever imagine. I'm sure when you first had your first child, you didn't know. You're like, man, I hope I just do the best job that I can. I don't even know what I'm doing here. We're all just like the first day in the car business. You know, it's so like that. You're like, man, I want to do this. I love this. I'm so excited. But, man, I'm so scared. I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done this before, but I'm going to go for it, right? And that's when you have a child, you don't have a choice. You have to do it, right? You bring your child home for the first time. It's on you. You make sure that this child eats the food. It gets everything at once. But once you get away from the necessities of life at that point, you start thinking, man, I want my child to have the best life. Whatever they want to be, whoever they want to grow up to want to become, I want that to be possible. I want them to know that anything is possible. So we all try to implement that in their minds. I could assure you, I guarantee your children probably understand all the values of all those books that you've read and everything that you've come up with. You have poured that into your children. Hey, you have an opportunity in life. Do anything you want. Just stay positive, keep moving, and keep growing. And all these things that we're talking about today, all these things that helped you move forward, you have passed on to your children, much like Lou and I have passed on to ours. You know, and we do our best jobs to do that, and then we put them out in the world and hope they do well. The beautiful part is that, much like the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, we have put that mentality of that type of lifestyle in front of them. There's no longer – they don't have that what we had. Which I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. I think it's a great thing.
I think it all worked together for them.
But at the same time, they don't have to sit there and ever worry about that. Like, they didn't have to worry about where their next meal was coming from, or if I remember being a kid and our house was almost going to be, you know, it was going to be repoed or whatever you call it, you know, foreclosed on. And we had a freaking auction sign in front of our yard. It was a multitude of things. It was embarrassing. It was scary. We didn't know what was going on, where we were going to live. I mean, it was so many things like that as a young person. My son never had to even feel that at all. Not once. If we went on a vacation when I was a child, it was like once in a blue moon. And it was very budget-friendly vacation, right? And, well, my child doesn't understand that. He goes on vacation almost every break we have. He's been to some of the most beautiful countries and different places, beaches, and that's normal, you know? So is that a good thing or bad thing? I think it's wonderful. I think that our children need to know that that is normal, that they that is possible, that if you put the work in and you show them you put the work in, that you can do some amazing stuff and have a great life, and even better. And I still keep telling my son all the time, I'm like, man, I know that you think this is a great life, but brother, you can have so much more, my son. You have so much possibility in your life. Be whoever you want to be. I tell my son, I don't care in your early 20s if you find five different things that you want to do. Do them all. Find the one that you fall in love with and you make it your life. And when you do, commit to it and you put the work in, much like a Chris Martinez or a Grant Cardone or even a Lou Ramirez and a Fred Lenarts, right? We put the work in. You know, we and El Patron. I mean, I can name drop all day of people who put the work in. I mean, there's a lot of us out there. But what's crazy is you can put all these names out there, But yet that is still a very small amount of people compared to the world, the car business, even the car world. There's not enough people doing that type of work. And the beautiful part is I think I see it every day. The car business is getting better. I'm thankful for you, Chris. I'm thankful for people like you out there putting out those types of books, putting out that type of information, that encouragement. I see your videos out there. I see what you're doing. I saw when you were doing the 22 push-up challenge last year. I remember seeing you do that with your team. And we were doing it around the same time, too.
We got to talk after this, too.
So, no, it's totally been an honor to get to know you today. It's been great to get all the story behind where you came from. And honestly, it makes me like you so much more because I didn't know your full background, right? To know that where you came from, where you grew up, the stuff that you were into, all that type of stuff's a big deal to me. How much of a family? I already knew you were a good family man. I mean, that kind of stuff was already there. We all knew that about you. But it's cool to sit down and get to know you a little bit more about that and get deeper into that. So thank you for spending this morning with us and giving us some great information, man. I think it's great for not just for us, but for everybody, my audience, folks. I'm sure you guys all agree.
Thank you.
He just drops great nuggets for us. Folks, like he said earlier, when he was talking about Tony Robbins, and he says, if you want to be successful, do what that, like, follow what Chris is doing. If you feel like if you just follow his blueprint, you will find the same success. You know, you don't have to do it exactly, but if you do it very similar, you will find very similar results from your work. So follow somebody like Chris. If you haven't already been following Chris, folks, go check him out. He's on all social media platforms. He's Chris Martinez. He is best-selling author of three different books, folks, and I brought them up, and I want you guys all to go out and check them out. You got The Unfair Advantage, The Drive to 30, and then Drive in Sales, folks. If you guys have not read or even seen those books, you're definitely not reading the right books yet. Just go ahead. It's okay. There's plenty of time in life. Get another book. Read it. Enjoy it. But education is key, folks. Self-education is key. Every single day, I would give you the people out there 30 minutes a day minimum. It'll turn into longer because you'll get stuck in a book. But if you do 30 minutes a day, that's probably 30 more minutes than you've been doing, right? So if you do that every single day, just find 30 minutes. I don't care if you do it like when you first wake up, do it in the night, if you do it while you're on the toilet. I'm just saying, read, because it'll change your life. Inspiration. There's a lot of stuff that you will read that will inspire you, even though it's something that you've heard before. But when you see somebody like Chris, and now that you've seen this interview and you got to know him more, you know it's real. Read his book and you know that he got to where he's at today because of the methods that he has placed into these books. He didn't just write it because he made stuff up. He put it out there so people can get to where he's at. And I promise you, the people who have read this book and done it and take these steps have grown. You will grow too. So, hoorah.
Feel good?
I feel great.
Because I love exactly everything that he's saying. And I just want to be like, yes. Yes.
See?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
See? Uh-huh. Right? All the way through. Because everything that he's saying, Chris, again, we are complete fans of what you're doing. And the thing that stood out about you was the man that you are. Mm-hmm. And then the quality of car guy you are. Okay. And that's what ultimately we want to make sure that we encourage an entire industry to do. It's value person. See the person, not necessarily the accolades. But when you do see the person, what usually will stand out is what they produce, how hard they work, and then the persona that they put out there for you to see. And that's what's going to make you successful. Is if you make sure that you get that production in, if you make sure that you actually have results for what it is that you've done, and then people notice you because you freaking work hard. And Chris is a hustler. He's written some books and he's taken some knowledge from so many people and deposited. And I love what you said earlier about how people have mentored you and you've never had a conversation with them. You've never talked to them before.
Facts.
And you're a best-selling author of three different books. The best-selling book of all time is Ancient. And it's the Bible, and I've never met the people that are in it, that have written it. But there's truth, there's experience, and there's actual wisdom inside of every letter. And as you take that ancient truth and you put it back out there and you reinvent what words need to come out for this specific thing, you take that God-given ability you have to see a problem and brew a solution. And that's what makes you a solutionary.
Yes,
that
sir.
We honor, mm-hmm. and we respect And I mean, if we had night gear on, we would be all excited about it because you are a great knight inside of this industry.
Yes.
Doing solutionary things.
Excalibur.
And we honor that. And we know that wisdom you have, you know, it doesn't just belong to you. And it doesn't do any good if it stays with you. It has to get poured out. It has to get given away. Wow. It has to get spilled over. And we're so excited that you're spilling it out here on Car Guy Coffee. And you're just sharing some knowledge with us. Again, we would just love the conversation without the show. And we're honored that the show has helped us to get this conversation with you. You're an incredible individual that we honor and we're so thankful for, Chris. Oh. Thank you so much for being here.
Man, dude.
Glad you guys had me on. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you, and we had a great time, folks. I hope you guys, if you guys need to get a hold of him, you have any questions, go. Your book's available on Amazon, am I not? I'm right, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Folks, go check it out on Amazon. I'm about to go on Amazon and buy all three and have them delivered to my house.
I'm going to go
and
buy
I want to ship it to you, so we'll get in touch. Available. I want you to sign my books, man. I really need those books. I want them, and I need them, and I'm going to read all three of them in a week. That's a guarantee. That's how I know I'll get pumped up about it. So folks, if you guys, once again, if you guys don't know Chris, check him out. He's got the movie star smile. He's got it all.
Look at that.
The one thing that I hear about all kinds of, from everybody that talks about Chris, and I mean this, Chris, and this is true words from a multitude of people that know you, know of you, that you're a great gentleman, you are extreme professional,
yes,
and you are one of the best that they've ever dealt with. So what I could tell you is you have a great reputation. Your reputation precedes itself every time. I don't like when I put the description on it, so I was like, well, I could write all kinds of great stuff about Chris, but everybody knows Chris already. Everybody knows what he's doing. And I know that's not what you were trying to do, but that's what it became. Mm-hmm. And thank you for being here this morning. Thanks for being that guy. And thanks for being just a human being that just talked to us normal, man. You're a good dude. And I can tell that your future is still not even all the way written yet. You have so much more that you have to give. And I can't wait to see how far you're going to go. And then we're going to have to do another follow-up whenever it's time for that next level stuff, man. So we do appreciate your time this morning. Folks,
how do people get a hold of you, Chris?
There you go.
You can find me, like you said, everywhere. Chris J. Martinez on most places. I know there's a lot of Chris Martinez's out there in the world, but the ones that when you Google and look for the guys in the car business, I'm usually the one that sticks out the most.
You do. You're usually right on top. Most followers. Yeah, that's how I found you too. So for sure, folks, all you got to do is look for that. You go see that face, man. That handsome ass face right there, dude. Yeah. Good looking guy, man. It helps. It does. Trust and believe.
It doesn't hurt.
He's got the full package, folks. If you need if you need somebody in your movie, holler at Chris. He's ready to take that role.
Yeah, but Chris, hang out with us as we get ready to shut down. I want to talk to you about one great, big, huge thing that we've kind of given glimmers of, but it's a great opportunity and also for a great cause. But car guys, car gals, if you don't know, now you know. Chris Martinez is a solutionary that can show you how to sell 1,000 cars if you're a dealer. They can show you how to sell 30 cars if you're a salesperson and way, way, way beyond. He is a mindset medicine master, and he is making sure that people get themselves geared and focused on what it takes to actually be successful and not be hindered by the things that could be the excuses to keep you down. And we value that he's in here. There's so many great solutionaries that are brewing solutions with us. And we are excited that on the Car Guy Coffee podcast, each and every one of you are with us. This is Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And this is Fred Lenartz, the subprime hero.
And we are so very thankful that all solutionaries have come together to start brewing solutions for an industry. You can go to carguycoffee.com and get you some of that coffee, some swag, or some of the brews that we've had out there. Who's with us next? This week is John Resurrection.
Oh, yeah. We got John Resurrection. Everywhere you can listen to podcasts, obviously, we pre-recorded John. We do like with everybody, folks. Just like with this interview today, you're going to be able to listen to this interview on all streams that you can listen to podcasts at, whether it be Spotify, whether it be Spreaker, whether it be Apple. Does not matter. We are everywhere. You're going to be able to hear it, smell it, feel it, right? So make sure you go out and get that. But this week right now, we got John Resurrection out.
Selling cars.
This Friday morning coming up, folks, we do have another interview on Friday morning with Blake Norberg, folks. He has got some great information. He's an amazing person. He's actually, I love his personality. He's got a different swag to him. So I'm looking forward to getting him in here on Friday morning. But folks, you guys go out and have a great week. Go out and get these books. They're amazing. And make sure that you guys share this. If you know anybody out there who needs to hear this information, obviously this will be on replay on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. This will be available forever. That's the beautiful part about social media, right? It's always there. It's never going to go anywhere. So we do appreciate it, folks. Chris Martinez was in the house today, guys.
What you know about that, car guys and car gals? Go ahead. Spread the love. Upshift and uplift. Let's brew, everybody.